Man gets life in prison without parole for murder of California police officer. Pomona, California, an ex-con was sentenced June 10 to life in prison without parole for murdering a Pomona police officer and wounding another officer following a short pursuit over 6 years ago. Isaias de Jesus Valencia, 45, was found guilty of first-degree murder last month for the March 9, 2018, killing of Gregory Casillas in Pomona. Jurors deliberated just under a day before reaching the verdict. The panel found true special circumstance allegations of murder of a peace officer in the performance of his duties and murder for the purpose of avoiding or preventing a lawful arrest. The Upland resident was also convicted of 4 counts of attempted murder, including one involving wounded officer Alex Nguyen, 3 counts of assault with a firearm on a peace officer, and 1 count each of fleeing a pursuing peace officer and possession of a firearm by a felon. Jurors also found true allegations that Mr. Valencia personally and intentionally discharged a handgun. In addition to life without parole, Superior Court Judge Mike Camacho also handed Mr. Valencia a separate sentence of 278 years to life. Pomona police responding to a 911 call of a suspected DUI tried to stop Mr. Valencia, with a brief pursuit ensuing that ended when he crashed into a parked car and ran into his apartment, according to Deputy District Attorney David Avazian. Mr. Valencia fired 6 times at officers as police tried to open the door, shooting Casillas in the head and injuring Mr. Nguyen, who was shot in the left cheek, the prosecutor said. Mr. Valencia was taken into custody by the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department the next day after a 15-hour barricade. Defense attorney Ronald J. Higgins previously told City News Service he believes his client is suffering from a mental disorder, but noted that the defense didn't have the opportunity to present that to the jury. He said he expects Mr. Valencia to appeal his conviction. The prosecutor noted that Mr. Valencia was found competent earlier to stand trial and said that the defendant has no diagnosed mental health issues